The progression of a recent burglary case in Haines shows the practical toll state budget cuts are taking on the local justice system. In September, the Haines Public Library was the site of two break-ins. A few days after the second incident, police identified a suspect and he was charged with felony burglary. But on the defendant's arraignment date, the Haines court was closed. The magistrate retired a couple months ago, and the only local court employee left, the clerk, was on vacation. So the arraignment took place at the Haines police station. The defendant, along with a police officer and reporter, crowded into the police chief's office. The arraignment was teleconferenced between three different locations: the defendant in Haines, his public defender and the prosecutor in Juneau, and Magistrate Mary Kay Germain in Yakutat. Haines Police Chief Heath Scott says logistically it's been interesting.
It's a lot of juggling. It's a lot of juggling.
Yakutat-based Germain is now the magistrate in charge of Haines cases. Magistrates are judicial officers with more limited authority than district court judges. They can hear minor offense cases and preside over preliminary felony hearings.
Ideally, we would have magistrate judges in every community.
Trevor Stevens is the presiding superior court judge for the 1st Judicial District, which includes Haines. Stevens says when longtime Haines magistrate John Hutchins retired in August, the Alaska court system made a decision based on its slimmed-down budget.
Just the way that the openings worked, we have an existing experienced, well-regarded magistrate judge in Yakutat. And so rather than lay that person off or force that person to move, we're doing it this way.
Germaine's hours were extended, and she was given magistrate duties for two other courts, Haines and Hoona. Speaking from Yakutat in early October, Germain said handling three courts has been a huge increase in her workload.
Today alone, I had Haines hearings and three Hoona hearings.
Germain's travel schedule includes 1 week each month in Haines, while in the other locations, she'll handle Haines cases by teleconference. In October, the logistical hurdles were compounded because Haines' last remaining court employee, Clerk Bonnie Hedrick, was on vacation. Criminal cases have been bounced around to Yakutat, Wrangell, and Skagway magistrates in recent weeks. Some defendants have been arraigned by telephone from their jail cell. Here's Police Chief Scott.
The disservice is really not to us, it's to the people and to the legal system. The prisoner, if you will.
The impacts of budget cuts on this burglary case didn't stop there. Initially, Assistant District Attorney Amy Page hoped to convene a grand jury on the case soon after the arraignment, but budget cuts have changed the DA office grand jury process. Before, Page says grand juries were convened once a week on Fridays, but now Alaska courts are only open until noon on Fridays. That means the DA office now convenes grand juries on Wednesdays, cutting preparation time in half.
It has become extremely difficult for us to ensure that we can collect all the materials we need to present those cases to the grand jury.
In the Haines burglary case, Page wasn't able to make the initial grand jury deadline of October 7th.
So given that time constraint, I had to make a decision to reduce the case to a misdemeanor as a placeholder.
The placeholder didn't last for long, though. On October 12th, Page brought the felony case to a grand jury. The suspect was indicted on the two felony charges. Although this particular case is proceeding, Page says budget cuts mean prosecuting fewer cases. She says it's not just the budget situation, but the passage of Crime Reform Bill SB 91, which reduces penalties on certain offenses.
So the combination has resulted in cases that I would have previously accepted for prosecution no longer being accepted.
So budget cuts have impacted the Haines justice system logistically, with less face time between defendants and magistrates. And they've reduced prosecutors' ability to see cases through to the end. There is one piece of good news for Haines. Judge Stevens says given the local caseload, he wants to bring back the Haines-based magistrate position.
I don't see this as a long-term situation.
Stevens says if the opportunity presents itself, the court system may bring a magistrate judge back to Haines. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.